castle is this thing. It looked a little bit fishy, right? I don't know what's going on. He said, okay, let me give you some other example. Now there is this clever master. When he is invited to a party, he will dress up as his driver. And he will give his dress to the driver and say, go on and I'll follow you. He will go to the party and will follow his driver and will serve him as a driver to see what the people are looking at. Because if the people are showing a lot of respect to the driver, means they are showing respect to the dress, not to the man. So there is no respect over there. Now you understand what I mean by switching here and there. What is the benefit? To see who is who. Because if the people, they respect you because you dressed up your thought, let's say, politically correct. If you're politically correct, means what? Means you're not honest. You dressed up, good. A lot of people like that, good. Good for your dress, not good for you. Because they like you dress up, they don't like you. If you want them to like you, be you. Yes?
He puts on the slave's clothes and makes his slave the leader. He goes behind him on the road, as slaves do, lest anyone should recognize him. O slave, says he, go you and sit in the place of honor. I will take shoes like the meanest slave. Treat roughly and revile me. Do not bestow any respect on me. I hold neglect of service to be your service, since I have sown the seed of contrivance by dwelling in a foreign land. Masters have performed these slavish offices in order that it might be thought that they were slaves. They had their fill of leadership and were sated. They have made ready for the work. On the contrary, these slaves of sensuality have represented themselves as masters of intellect and spirit. So topsy-turvy then are the arrangements between that world and this world. Know this.
Yes, means what? Again, he gave it another story. He didn't even go to the point that make a point over there. He said, just like this, right? The masters sometimes will do this. He said, okay, I told you a story about the masters who sometimes do this. What about you? What is your story? Tell me a story about the other people. The other people are a cliche. They pretend to be very wise and very good. They dress up and they pretend. There are these two groups. One is being humble, trying to come down to be real. The other one is trying to pretend I'm higher. These are two choices that you have ahead of you. Do you remember we said come down from that wall to the water? The necessity of becoming humble, forgetting about the self-centerism and jealousy. Here he's talking about just switching the position to see the result. Just doing the non-logical stuff to understand the logical stuff. Because when I'm talking about these men pretending to be the slave, the servant, immediately you think about the other one who is slave of his lust and pretends to be a master. Yes? Therefore, there are ways that look upside down. There are this kind of stuff. That's what I meant by all of this. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lokman's master was aware of this hidden state. He had seen signs in him. That traveler knew the secret, quietly pursued his way for the sake of the good. He would have set him free at the first, but he sought to content Lokman. Because it was Lokman's desire, in order that none might know, the secret of the brave and generous youth. What wonder that you should hide your secret from the evil? The wonder is this, that you should hide the secret from yourself.
Mm-hmm. This is a very good question. Mm-hmm. You see, he brought it as really a sense of humor, in a way. He said, listen, okay, now let's talk about the Lokman guy. His Lokman guy, his master, he was a very good master. And he wanted even to free him. But Lokman didn't like it. Because Lokman didn't like everyone to know he is free. And this is a problem that later we will face. You know that in a couple of sessions now, we talk about this craziness in different ways. Because a lot of the stuff we'll talk later looks crazy because it's upside the logical path of thinking. We want to talk about it, now we explain it. Here he's explaining one thing. Say, look around you. There are some people like Lokman, they don't want everyone to know they are the masters. They pretend to be slave, right? And you thought about the other group, that they're silly, but they pretend that they're doing good, they're believers, and things like that. Right? He said, okay, now I understand the people who will keep the secret from enemy, but let me understand these kind of people who are hiding the secret from themselves. They don't want to know they are ignorant. Because if you are ignorant and you pretend that you have the know-how, you are double ignorant. What's the use of that? Yes, it's very useful when you pretend that you are the top physicist today and I'm silly enough to believe you. What about you? You yourself, that you know you are not that fellow. Let's say you convinced me that you are a very kind person. But how are you going to hide it from yourself? Deep down in your heart, you know that you are a malicious fellow. What about that? You see, what was the first step, then the second step? First step said, you please do not think that you are invisible. There are people who will see you. That was the first point. Now he arrived to the second one. He said, okay, let's imagine you could fool everyone. What about yourself? How could you keep the secret from yourself? Yes?
Hide your work from your own eyes, that your work may be safe from the evil eye. Yield yourself up to the snare of the reward, and then, beside yourself, steal something from yourself.
This is amazing, right? Don't worry, in any language it would be like this. Because when they say, steal something from yourself, it's a little bit complicated, but that's what it is to him. He says, first of all, the thing I'm telling you to do, do it and do not let yourself look at it. Yeah. I mean, in a way, secret from your own eye, you should do some things. Because at the end, I'll say, surrender. Then steal something from yourself. How? How? Huh. Let me explain it this way. Yes, the way.
They give opium to the wounded man in order that they may extract the point from his body. At the hour of death, he is torn with pain. He becomes preoccupied with that, and his spirit is taken away. Inasmuch as to whatever thought you give up your mind, something will secretly be taken away from you.
Maybe now we could translate it to a more recent language like this. If you are focusing on something, of course you are missing something else. This is how it works. If you bring all your attention to one part of you, you will forget about the other part of yourself. Because this is what the attention is. When they attract your attention, they steal something from you. That's why they do it. What is the meaning of advertisement? They grab your attention to steal something from you. Say, okay, you know what? You could work with your attention and steal that stuff for yourself. Instead of others stealing from you, you steal it from yourself. Let's see how.
Whatever you may cogitate in acquisition, you may make. The thief will enter from the side where you feel safe. Become occupied, therefore, with that which is better, in order that the thief may take away from you something.
Did you get it? Oh, the technique was very simple. Let me go back to the example I brought you. Sorry about Rumi, because his explanation is much nicer. Mine is only contemporary. Okay, we learned that if you focus somewhere, they will steal something from you, right? So what's the solution? Not focusing? Excuse me, that's not you. We know the people, they have expanded the horizon, they see everything. What are you talking about you? What should you do? It's very simple. They're going to steal something from me, right? What? The thing that I'm not paying attention. So I pay attention to the most important thing to me. Let them steal the other stuff. Not this one. I choose before they could steal. With what? With concentration, bringing all my attention to the important point for me. The thing that I want to keep. Logically, if they say, what do you want to keep? Your answer will be, everything. That doesn't happen. They're going to steal from you. This universe will steal from you. Because you cannot grab everything. This is the universe of change. Everything is ever changing. So, you're going to lose something. So what? Pay attention to the most important part of your belongings, you will keep them. How about that? As a solution. Yes? Therefore, become occupied with that which is better. He didn't say what now, we'll say better. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we'll talk about good and bad. But the labor of good and bad are not reversible. In a way, we know it by heart, because the heart is attracted to good. We'll talk about that later. Yes?
Become occupied, therefore, with that which is better, in order that the thief may take away from you something that is less. When the trader's bales fall into the water, he lays his hands upon the better merchandise. Since something will be lost in the water, take leave of the less and gain the better.
This is a very good example that you will not experience, but it was a common experience. When they were traveling, they have to cross the river, there is no bridge. You cross the river with the animals, and there are times that the river is not that friendly, and the waves will take over. The clever merchant will hang on to the most important part, will let the others go. If you want to keep them all, you will lose them all.
This is a choice that